Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia. The Jaguars and the Houston Texans coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up the week of work on the practice field outside of Everbank Field on Friday, a morning walkthrough. A couple of key statuses now in the wide receiver core for the Jaguars this week. Allen Hurns is questionable for the game. He had the concussion last week, is going through protocol, officially questionable for Sunday. And Brian Walters has already been ruled out, also with a concussion. All right, guys, let's get to it. This is the halfway point right now. Eight more games to go. So what is a reasonable eight games ahead for the Jags here?
You mean record-wise, I don't know, 4-4, 5-3. I mean, that's a lofty goal the way they've played. If they play to their potential, if they don't make mistakes, if the quarterback plays better, if they do the things that when you watch this team you feel like they're capable of, sure. But I think the biggest thing, you got to turn around the turnover margin. I mean, I think overall that's what's defining the season. If you come out of this thing plus five turnovers in the last eight games, I think you go 5-3. But I haven't seen anything to make me think they're going to do that.
I'm not really a reasonable person, so I'm going to say 6-2 because I thought they were 8-8 when the season began, and I still expect them to be 8-8.
Last of the true believers, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen. Yeah. No, look, you hit it right. You got to get some turnovers. They come in bunches. At some point, that's going to happen. I still think the way the defense played in Kansas City, that if they can play at that consistent level, that they will be very difficult to to beat, but I think they'll be a much better team. I think 6-2 is possible. I think 5-3 is more likely.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting second.
No one wants to watch us both say the same thing.
All right.
Well, that starts, if they're going to do that, quarterback has to play well. Blake Bortles has quite a bit, I think, to prove, right, the rest of the way.
Well, I think he does. I mean, I think if he'd come out and played very well this year, picked up where he left off, the Jaguars would have to do what the Raiders are talking about doing with David Carr, and that is prepaying him next year, mm-hmm. As soon as you can, and taking a big chunk of that cap money and moving it forward. You know, the longer he continues to struggle, the further he gets from getting that big payday. And it's professional football. It's about the money. He's got something to prove.
Yeah, he's a long way from it right now.
Yeah.
And against Kansas City last week, good things, but bad things. And that's really been what has defined Blake's season so far. I've said it a million times this week, at some point we need to be sitting here on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday talking about how the guy won the game. The quarterback in this league at some point has to do that. He hasn't done it. He does it a lot in the second half of the season. Big money, like you say, and probably your 8-0 record that you're talking about.
8-0.
Yeah.
Boy, it's been a long time since we smelled that.
Yeah, it has been for sure. And anybody in this division, as we close here with the AFC South, you said some good things, some bad things for the Jags. Well, every team in this division has some good things and some bad things. What's the power ranking, I guess, right now in the AFC South?
You had to pick one. You know, I still think the Colts have a chance because they have Andrew Luck. And I don't know if I put them at the top because the Texans have proven they need to be on the top. But the Texans really don't come in here a great team. I mean, they haven't won on the road this year. Until they do that, it's hard to call them the division favorite. It's still wide open. The bad news is it's still not wide open for the Jaguars because they're 2-6. If you're 4-4, you're right in this thing because it's an division. But is better than what the Jaguars are right now. So, I don't know, Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags.
Well, and that really is the question. Is this the worst team in the AFC South? And when I look at it on paper, I don't see that.
Right.
I don't see it from the roster. I think that they're better in many respects than the Colts and the Titans.
Eight games to prove it.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got to see it right now. I like so much about this roster, and yet they haven't given me a reason to wrap my arms around it and say absolutely. Though I am saying 6-2, so it's kind of like
Here.
One of those.
I'll wrap my arms around you.
It's kind of like one of those. There you go.
The warm embrace, and it hopefully will begin this Sunday when the Jaguars lock down the bank.
It did feel good.
In an election week? That felt good. Yeah.
It's all past us now. The Jags and the Texans Sunday. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.